From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Lee County is once again looking for the chemical arsenic on Pine Island. That's after documents surfaced from a few years ago showing arsenic levels hundreds and sometimes thousands of times higher than the federal government allows on private and public lands. Experts say this could have potentially harmed island residents and wildlife within the surrounding estuaries. Arsenic is a naturally occurring metal, but federal health officials say if high levels are consumed, it can make people sick and cause cancer. Public records show state environmental officials knew about the high arsenic levels, but decided to stop testing for it in 2015. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports.
It's a windy day in St. James City, on the southern tip of Pine Island. Bill Diley is breaking up pieces of bread and throwing them into the brackish lake behind his house.
I'm feeding the turtles.
He does this every day. Diley says he's seen a lot of different creatures in and around the water, like blue crabs, sheep's head fish, and alligators. There's also a mixed group of shorebirds across the lake, and Diley says he sometimes sees an eagle.
It's very rural, very agricultural. People tend to do a lot of fishing and a lot of drinking. People are friendly. Everybody minds their own business.
Bill Diley has lived here in Island Acres Estate about a year and a half. He only recently found out dangerously high levels of the chemical arsenic were recorded on land in his neighborhood, dating back to at least 2011. Even higher levels of arsenic were detected on county-owned conservation land a couple miles away at Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve.
What it means, I'm not sure.
Local hydrogeologist Greg Rall brought this information to light.
When I first saw the levels, my first thought was, well, there's an error here.
But he says he later confirmed with county officials there was no error. Rall is on the Conservation 2020 committee that oversees the county's purchasing and monitoring of preserved lands. During a committee meeting, he says he was surprised to find the Pine Island Wastewater Treatment Plant sprays its liquid waste onto the preserve and in Bill Diley's neighborhood.
My initial reaction was I was concerned about nutrient levels, elevated levels of nitrogen and phosphorus.
He says he was worried these nutrients were flowing into the two estuaries that surround Pine Island. Rall did find nutrients, but he also found arsenic. A state permit requires the county to test the groundwater through monitoring wells to make sure the spraying is not negatively affecting the land. So Rall pulled up past reports Lee Utilities sent to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection from a DEP database. WGCU also acquired documents the DEP said it did not have, but the county had copies with a DEP date stamp on them.
So when I started looking at the data, I was kind of blown away to find really high arsenic levels.
The documents WGCU obtained show the highest level of arsenic reported by Lee County to the state was in 2013, at 14,000 times higher than the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency allows in drinking water, and nearly 3,000 times higher than EPA standards for surface water bodies. Dr. Ronald Gotts is a private toxicologist in Martin County. He says these elevated levels of arsenic could harm people if they drank the arsenic-laden groundwater or handled contaminated soil.
That's not an amount that you would like to have in your drinking water, because if you drank a liter a day of that, that could make you sick.
Lee County declined to do a recorded interview for this story. But a county spokesperson said in an email that Pine Island residents do not use groundwater wells for drinking. Even so, Dr. Gott says the soil in Bill Diley's neighborhood should at least be tested. Hydrogeologist Greg Rall says there are a lot of unanswered questions about how this arsenic got onto the land. But he says the first thing that comes to his mind is
illegal dumping. We have absolutely no proof of that. But, to get these high levels, chances are would have to be some kind of waste product from some industrial use.
Public documents show the county hired outside consultant Daniel Aquaviva sometime in 2014 to recommend what to do about the arsenic problem. His report blamed cattle grazing operations for the spikes in arsenic, but some Conservation 2020 committee members do not seem convinced this is true. In part two of this investigation, WGCU will explore the cattle grazing theory, how the county and state used it to stop testing for arsenic, and the new county project to monitor Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve. We'll also check back with Pine Island resident Bill Diley.
The question is, where did it come from, and what can be done to prevent it, and what can be done to ameliorate it?
A recent test shows significantly lower levels of arsenic on the preserve right now. So the county says people and the environment are safe. We'll have more on that in part two as well. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News, Pine Island.